So, I think for my part, the bigger story, or the bigger part of the story, was what happened subsequent to the drilling of the of this particular frack site. So the city council followed on after the House bill essentially removed the local control for what we could allow and what we could prevent as far as fracking goes. The city council met specifically with regards of how they were going to address the Texas legislature as far as whether there was going to be any response at all by Denton to it, any pushback from Denton in the way of going down to Austin and pushing for a revocation of the bill or for an amendment of the bill or anything that would allow further local control. And then subsequent to that discussion, there was a discussion concerning about whether we were going to change setbacks. And so that would involve both setbacks of housing from existing wells and then reverse setbacks, which would allow drillers to come in after the fact and work. And I think that issue has been readdressed by Denton just recently, and I have not looked to see what the actual numbers that are now in the setbacks and reverse setbacks. But so I've kind of dropped out of that, and I'm doing some other issues now, not revolving around that. But